Here's the thing about soccer fans. They are some of the most passionate in the entire world.
Well, listen, I mean, just using the word passionate doesn't make it okay to do stuff that's straight nonsense, right. Straight crazy, especially in this country, man. Like, you want to do that nonsense somewhere else where crazy soccer fans are acceptable? Okay, that's one thing. But here, come on, relax.
Your ignorance is showing. Raven doesn't like soccer.
I mean, listen, even if I did like soccer, like, people shouldn't be climbing through ventilation shafts. Like, that's crazy. Like, what is this, Die Hard? This is ridiculous.
All right, so if you missed it, at the Copa America final game, it's Argentina versus Colombia at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, fans tried to get in without tickets because everybody wanted to see the game. Here's one person filming what was going on as they were trying to sneak in.
What is going on here? People are getting into the Copa America through the ventilation system? What the heck? People are still climbing. It's like 9 p.m. here. People are climbing the fence. I don't know if they have tickets. I think more people are going there. I don't know. But people are just climbing it. What is going on? Cancel the event.
Listen, it's one thing to be climbing a fence, all right? It's one thing to slip through an area and to sneak into a spot and be cool about it, right? It's something else entirely to go through the forced air conditioning.
They took out the vent. They literally took out the big vent. They unscrewed it, and they were climbing in through the vents. The game had to be delayed over an hour.
What's the thing that you would most want to see in the world that you would be the most desperate to see? You just saw Taylor Swift, but I'm guessing that, you know, Taylor Swift probably would have been high on that list,
I'm
right?
I'm about to say, Taylor Swift, I would have tried to sneak into.
Can you imagine yourself putting yourself in peril, climbing through a ventilation shaft? I mean, how many people are in that ventilation shaft? What do they think that thing's rated for?
Oh, my God.
This is terrifying to me.
I mean, but everybody, I think, at some point have tried to sneak into something or go somewhere they weren't supposed to go.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the cool of being in that spot, right? If you sneak into a place, it's inherently cooler than a place that you actually had a ticket for or whatever.
I'm trying to think back. I don't know if I've ever successfully snuck in. I have failed many times, you know, trying to sneak into places.
Keeping the try is that's part of it, though.
Yeah.
At least you keep trying, girl.
I remember when we were young, we used to have parties. Like, I'm talking when I was a teenager. We used to have parties on golf courses.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that hard to sneak on because we would wait. It was dark, and then we would just walk on the course, and we would go meet at, like, the eighth hole,
right.
And that's where the party was.
But the fun was when the police would show up, then you'd have to run away.
Yeah, you'd have to hide in the woods.
Right, that was the fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I snuck into a million different places besides, like, I mean, listen, I was behind a stage with camping at Woodstock 99. That was a pretty big one right there.
Mm-hmm.
But the coolest thing that I can really remember was we once snuck into a private party at the X Games. You know, they used to have all these performers for the athletes and all that stuff. My friend wrote down a name that we had overheard on the back of a business card, and we BS'd ourselves right past not one, not two, like three or four different people by the doors to walk in front of athletes to a catered party where all the drinks and the food were comped. And it was Run DMC and Ja Rule performing inside.
Wait a minute.
It was insane.
Because you overheard somebody say, use this name.
We wrote down a rep's name on the back of a business card. And my friend Craig proceeded to, I mean, honestly, he could weave a lie. And we walked right in and it was all sponsored by Code Red. You remember Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
We went to that party. Bro, we had the sweatshirts, the lip balm. We had everything. My friend caught Ja Rule's shirt.
Oh, wow.
He threw it off the stage.
I don't have any cool stories like that.
I mean, it was amazing.
It's because I'm nervous. Like, if somebody said, just say this name, I can't say the name.
It can go sideways, too. Listen, we crashed a wedding one time at a high-end place, and they almost trafficked my wife. So, you know, you got to be careful. You know what I mean? Like, we were out there on the dance floor, and people were like, wait a minute, we don't recognize them.
All right, so how about you? 1-800-330-9999. Where did you sneak in successfully? Picture it. It's the Copa America final game. All the soccer fans are in Miami at the Hard Rock Stadium, and they want to get in to see Argentina versus Colombia, even if they don't have tickets. So how do they do it?
Yeah.
Here's somebody watching.
What is going on here? People are getting into the Copa America through the ventilation system? What the heck?
They're climbing through the vents.
I mean, there is nothing right about this, all right? And it's don't, you know, hanging around my neck because I don't like soccer or love soccer. This is just stupid. This doesn't make sense, all right? This is dangerous.
I know, but you sneak into places all the time when you don't have tickets, you're not supposed to be there. Where did you sneak in successfully and how did you do it? 1-800-330-9999. Mary?
I'm boring, but I snuck into the movie theater. I watched one movie when it was over, left out, went to the restroom, and then I just walked into another movie I wanted to see.
That's got to be the easiest thing to sneak into is into another movie.
Listen, it used to be a bit trickier, and still it was relatively easy. Now, my movie theater is like a ghost town. There's like three people that run the entire place. There's like one person that's doing like what I would guess to be, you know, switching the movies up in the upstairs. And then there's two other people, and they are simultaneously selling candy, selling tickets, and supposedly watching the hall. No, that's not happening. You can do whatever you want at the movies now.
I think they don't care. Like, once you get past the initial doorman that checks your ticket.
You pay the first 11 bucks, you're good.
Yeah, they're like, then you're fine. You want to watch all 10 of these movies? Go have it. Have a time.
You know, that the only thing that stinks is lining them up time-wise, right? Like, if you miss the first 15 minutes of one or whatever, but... Once you get that thing down, if you could crack that code, wow, what a day that would be.
Cameron, what did you sneak into? How'd you get in?
I actually snuck down to better seats, like floor seats, at a concert. I actually had a concert in Madison Square Garden in New York City.
How did you do it? I tried this once, and I failed miserably.
Well, you know what? I actually failed the first time because there wasn't anybody else distracting them, so they stopped me. And my friend actually got through because he was a bigger dude. I guess he exerted more confidence. And then I somehow found that confidence myself, but there was also a drunk guy who, took over their attention, and I just kind of snuck right past the guy and, you know, found a seat that wasn't occupied.
So I snuck into a show. Was it the Garden? It could have been the Garden. Either way, I'll tell you what. It was years ago. It was Beastie Boys and Rage Against the Machine in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a ticket that it was a rogue show. It like happened out of nowhere. And, you know, the ticket turnover was very quick and it was like impossible to get in there. And you know what I did was I brought a clipboard and a walkie talkie.
No, come on.
I swear to you.
Like it was like a 1987 movie.
Well, so what happened was I was going for the station I was working for at the time, but I had terrible seats. So I brought a clipboard and a walkie-talkie. And I'll tell you something right now. If you have a walkie-talkie and you like gesture with it and be seen with it, people will just, they won't even question you.
Do people even walk around with walkie-talkies anymore?
Now it's like, you know, they went to the airpiece or what, the earpiece or whatever. But like I'm sure that there's a thing. Like, give me 5 minutes to analyze what you're wearing at a show if you're security. And I can mimic that. I can fake it.
Years ago, we went with a bunch of my girlfriends to go see Madonna. And we wanted to get backstage to meet Madonna so badly. And my girlfriend was just, she was like, we're just going to go find like a bouncer who's not attractive. And we're going to flirt with him and we're going to get backstage. They do it all the time.
How'd that work out?
I guess we're ugly because... We didn't get very far, and we were. The only thing I could surmise was that we're unattractive women.
No,
because we could not get backstage to see Madonna,
or the bouncers were well informed.
Right,
that's all it was. Wow.
1-800-330-9999. Where did you successfully sneak into, and how'd you do it? At the final game of Copa America this past weekend in Miami, fans were so desperately trying to get in to see the soccer game that they were climbing through the vents.
I mean, there's no game. There's no game that makes sense, right? I mean, listen, it's great. You're excited about it. You love soccer. But you know what? Kind of, you know, take your safety into account.
Sometimes you do crazy things to sneak into places you're not supposed to be. What did you do, and was it successful? 1-800-330-9999.
EJ. All right, I'm going to go with Madison Square Garden. So we're watching a basketball game, Atlanta Hawks versus New York Knicks. Game's over. Unfortunately, Knicks lost. But I had worked at the Garden for like a backstage catering company, so I knew the ins and outs. So I'm with my cousin, and I'm like, just follow me. And we get to the dressing room area, and I knew the Knicks were on one side and the Hawks on the other. I tell my cousin, pick left or right. So we go right. It's the Hawks. You know, we don't have press passes or anything. So the Hawks coach is outside the locker room door shut. He's giving a little interview. We take out our phones, like as if they're microphones, and we just start fitting in with the media. And we walk in the Atlanta Hawks locker room. We see like Mike Bibby and like all these guys.
But EJ, now you're in the locker room with them. What are you going to do in there? What are you doing?
You got to ask questions. You got to ask hard-hitting questions.
Pretty much. We kind of froze. You know, basketball players look big on TV. They look gigantic in person.
Yes, yeah.
And
they're very sweaty.
We ran out of, like, excuses on what to actually say or do.
Oh, no.
We're just standing in the middle of the locker room, looking around, like, with our jaws dropped, like, what's going on? And we had, like, met our end goal. So, like, we got in, and now it was time to leave. So
right, right. Yeah, you didn't have a plan past that.
Like, we didn't belong. And they're like, who are you guys with? I just go, New York Daily News. We're on our way out. And they're like, get out of here. I was like, Well, we're leaving already. I just told you that.
then they know you don't belong there. Right. Yeah.
I want to go to the White House one day. Yeah. I don't know if that'll work there.
You know, no. You try that same thing there, you could get tased or shot. Yeah. Right. It's a little bit different in the Knicks locker room. Yeah. Right. Joanne, where'd you sneak into? What's your story?
I snuck into Neil Young's trailer at a concert.
Oh, my gosh.
Many moons ago. Yeah.
But what happened? Did you guys keep on rocking in a free world or what?
Certainly. I had hors d'oeuvres with him and his wife and hung out with his dogs, and they were very impressed. I said I was part of the camera crew, and I really wasn't.
You know what?
They were terrified. And they didn't know what to do.
They were like, feed her.
Right. They were like, make her feel at home until security arrives.
Right, or until she passes out or gets tired. Yeah. Right.
They were very nice to me, and it was very cool, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Shrimp and all that other stuff.
She had shrimp.
Meanwhile, he let his wife and the pets and his children out the back window of the RV while you weren't paying attention. I love it.
Lori, where'd you sneak into?
We snuck into a law school graduation party in San Francisco at the museum.
Nice.
Or at the library.
Did any of you, pick up your own lawyer there while you were there?
My friend Cindy was a lot of fun. We were 25, and we just grabbed the name tags, and nobody got any different. They just thought we were graduating lawyers.
That is really smart, because you go to the table that has all, the name tags
sure.
on. Just get one, put one on, and walk on in.
I snuck into a Christmas party one time, so I was at a local theater, the big one in the Capitol here. So there's this huge corporate event going on upstairs, live band, all that stuff, and we snuck in. And we were making conversation with people. We just kept saying different people's names that we knew from different made-up departments. You know, departments that every company has. HR, IT, or whatever. And the band caught on to it. And the band, made a request for us from the stage. And people were like, who are they? That's so cool. They know the band. It's hilarious.
I guess you had to be there.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.